This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his administration has sparred with the Biden campaign, that campaign of Democratic challenger Joe Biden, on Sunday at the state of the on the state of the U.S. economy. It's 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on the Fox News Sunday TV show cited the drop in the unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. But he acknowledged the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been, in her words, an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said Mr. Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing, in her words, based on how well rich people are doing. One in five mothers say their kids under 12 are hungry, end quote. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the United States this year. At least 289 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protests against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections were originally scheduled to be held today. They're one of the few times Hong Kongers get to cast ballots. Riot police shot rounds of pepper balls at protesters Sunday. Hong Kong police wrote in a Facebook post that 289 people had been arrested, mainly for gathering illegally. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam, announced in late July that the election would be postponed because of